Chapter 7. A New Friend. Sunday, October 12th, late evening. My dad called me after lunch.
I want you to come to the Plaza Hotel this evening. I want you to have dinner with me and Grandma, he said. I'll send Lars to pick you up in the car.
When I told Mom, she looked happy. That's okay, she said. I'll stay here. I'll order some food from my favorite Thai restaurant. I'll watch TV. Dinner at the Plaza was very boring. I couldn't eat most of the food because it was meat, but I ate some fish and some chocolate ice cream. Dad kept asking me questions about Mom and Mr. Giannini.
Do you feel okay about your mom dating your algebra teacher? He asked.
Why is my dad asking me this? My mom likes Mr. Giannini. I know that. But does she love him? I don't know. I didn't tell my dad about Mr. Giannini staying the night. When I got home, I saw two empty cartons of Thai food in the kitchen. Was Mr. Giannini here for dinner? I asked my mom.
Oh, no, she said quickly. I was very hungry, so I ordered two meals.
My mom has told me two lies today about Mr. Giannini. Lily still hasn't called. Monday, October 13th, morning. This morning, I asked Lars to stop the car at Lily's apartment building. I wanted her to ride to school with us, but she had already left her apartment. Afternoon. I usually sit with Lily in our school cafeteria at lunchtime, but today, a boy called Boris Pelkalski was sitting beside Lily. He was sitting in the seat where I usually sit. Lily likes Boris Pelkalski because he's a great musician. Boris comes from Russia, and he plays the violin. He also wears his clothes in a weird way. I got a plate of salad and looked around. Most of the tables in the cafeteria were full of students. Who can I sit with? I thought. Tina Hakim Baba was sitting at one of the tables. No other students were sitting with her. Tina's parents are very rich. Her father comes from Saudi Arabia, and he owns an oil company. Tina's parents are frightened of kidnappers. Mr. and Mrs. Hakim Baba don't want kidnappers to take Tina. Kidnappers usually want lots of money before they release a person. People have been hurt or killed by their kidnappers. Tina's parents are very careful. They send her to school in a limousine with a bodyguard. The bodyguard follows Tina everywhere. All the other students call Tina a freak. Tina was reading a book, and the bodyguard was sitting beside her. Tina had a plate of salad, just like me. But she hadn't chosen a salad because she's a vegetarian. She'd chosen it because she's a little heavy. She wants to lose weight. I walked over to her table and put my plate down. Can I sit here? I asked. Tina looked up in surprise. She looked at me, and then she looked at the bodyguard. The bodyguard nodded. Tina laid her book on the table and smiled. She has large brown eyes and a nice smile.
Yes, she said. Please sit with me.
Tina and I ate our salads and talked about school. There's going to be a dance at Albert Einstein on Saturday. I asked Tina if she had a date for the dance.
A boy from Trinity is taking me to the dance, she replied.
Trinity is a school for rich boys. I liked talking to Tina. She wasn't a freak at all. She was really nice. When she got up to get a drink, I looked at the book beside her plate. Tina was reading a romantic novel called My Name is Amanda. Lana Weinberger walked over to the table.
What has happened to your hair, Mia? She said loudly. It's a horrible yellow color.
Then Tina came back, holding an ice cream. She gave the ice cream to me.
Oh, Tina, said Lana. Did you buy that ice cream for Mia? Did your daddy give you money to buy a new friend?
Tina was very hurt by Lana's words, and her eyes filled with tears. I felt very angry with Lana. Suddenly, I took the ice cream and pushed it onto Lana's sweater. Everyone in the cafeteria stopped talking. They stared at us.
"Look at what you've done!" Lana screamed.
I stood up and picked up my plate of salad. "Come on, Tina," I said. "Let's go somewhere quieter." Tina picked up her salad and followed me. Her bodyguard followed too. He was laughing. Lily Moskowitz was staring at me. Her mouth was open with shock. Late afternoon. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm sitting in Principal Gupta's office. Principal Gupta is the head of the school. I was sent here because I pushed ice cream into Lana Weinberger's sweater. I'm worried. What's going to happen? Evening. Principal Gupta has punished me. She has given me a week's detention. Every day next week, I have to stay for an hour after school and do extra work. I also have to do my extra algebra every day with Mr. Giannini and the princess classes with Grandmère.
Lana's sweater has to be cleaned, and you must pay, said Principal Gupta. And you must apologize to her.
I'm sorry, Principal Gupta, I said. I'll pay for Lana's sweater to be cleaned, but I won't apologize to her. Principal Gupta was surprised, but she wasn't angry with me.
Mia, she said quietly, I'm worried. You've never been in trouble before. Is everything all right? Do you have any problems at home?
I thought about all my problems. My mom is dating my algebra teacher. My best friend hates me. I'm 14 and I've never had a date. I'm too tall and too thin. And I'm the princess of Genovia. But I didn't want to talk about these things with Principal Gupta. Everything's fine, I lied.
You're a very special person, said Principal Gupta. You're good and kind. Lana Weinberger is just like you. She's a very nice girl, too.
Principal Gupta doesn't understand. Lana Weinberger isn't like me at all. Tuesday, October 14th. When Laz and I arrived at school this morning, Tina Hakim Baba was arriving at the same time. We smiled at each other and went into school together. Her bodyguard followed us. I told my parents what happened yesterday, said Tina. I told them what Lana said. I told them about your fight with Lana. They've invited you to dinner on Friday. You can stay the night at my house. Okay, I said. I smiled. Thanks. I like Tina. She's nice to me. Afternoon. I've just heard some news, and I can't believe it. Lily is going to the dance on Saturday. She's going with Boris Pelkowski. I'm the only girl in my class who doesn't have a date for the dance. The only one. Why am I such a freak?